Okay, moving right along. What might you put in a bottle, like in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Okay, what would the cork be made out of?
Cork.
Okay, what is
And nylon.
what?
Stuff that floats through the air.
Yeah. You ever had any chemistry courses?
Yeah.
Didn't you have some kind of black things that you put in bottles at times?
Stoppers, rubber.
Okay. They're made from
Rubber stoppers.
okay. Okay, what is this instrument that I have over here?
Telephone.
Pardon me?
Telephone.
If you have a wagon and two horses, do you know a name for the piece of wood that would come up through the center between the two horses?
No.
Okay. How about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? Do you have a name for the two pieces of wood on either side of the horse?
What does it say?
Well,
I know what you're talking about. I don't think I know what it's called.
You used to call a tongue of a wagon. That comes up between two
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I just didn't know how to name.
Farmers are smart. And then the other one on either side are called shaft or shaft. Okay. What's the? Would you happen to have a term for the steel outside part of a wagon wheel? Okay.
Steel on a wagon wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, hold the wagon wheel in there. Okay. Would you happen to know what each of the pieces that make up a wagon wheel?
The spokes.
Okay, but these are what the spokes go into.
The axle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on the other side, on the opposite end of the spokes.
That's probably the drum too, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Or the wheel.
Okay. Okay, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
What are the traces?
Have you ever heard anybody mention a single tree?
No.
Okay, or maybe a double tree?
No.
In relation to a wagon?
No.
Okay. Okay, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling the wood.
Okay. Okay, if there was a log across the road, you might tie a rope to it and do what to it?
Pull it.
Pull it.
Move it.